Beloved Sheikh, my name is Muhammad Sheikh Salahuddin. I am calling from India. My question in your court is that why is it very difficult to protect one's iman? Undoubtedly, fear of Allah is present in our hearts. We have the fear of loss of iman. But why is it very difficult to protect it? And is there a way through which we can always protect our iman?
In this world, we can understand it through this example that anything precious of this dunya, the more precious and valuable it is, the more difficult it is to protect it. If one has small amount of money, he'll keep it in pocket. If the amount is more, he'll keep it at home. If the amount is even more, he'll keep it in a bank. A bigger amount than this and jewelry, etc., is kept in safety lockers. So more precious a belonging is, stronger the protective measures are adopted for it. Country is a precious and valuable thing. Protection of a country is very difficult. That's why probably most of the budget is allocated towards the defense of the country. It is the army. Normally there are billions being spent on the defense of the country. They're enjoying and chilling. People think, what do you need them for? They just relax, chill, they don't do anything. We're not under attack. Oh dear brother, that's the reason why there's no attack. If there's no army at all, we'd be attacked. Attack would even be needed. Anyone would then occupy us. So, protecting a country is very difficult. Me and you can't save it. Army is needed for this. Similarly, those who have serious life threats, they'll even keep their homes firmly built for their own protection and safety. If there's more danger, then they'll keep a bodyguard for safety. Higher the danger is, stronger the guard. So they will try to keep the number of guards depending on the level of danger they face from the opposite side. That's how much protocol he will arrange for. Just one neighbor is not his enemy whom he had argument with. Or it's not just a gang of couple of people or such and such gangster who is his enemy. In fact, there are big gangs after him. Who knows how many people are after him. Now he'll guard himself accordingly, ensuring he is not attacked from here, nor from there, neither from front, nor from back, neither from the top. So as precious a belonging is, now you tell me, what is the most precious thing? You'll definitely say it's iman. Life is precious. I've mentioned the means of its protection, which we normally adopt. Iman is undoubtedly precious than even life. Life is to end, and losing a life is not a loss. Death is a matchless gift for the devotees of Rasul, as they will be blessed with beholding the Holy Rasul in the grave, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So anyhow, one losing his life and passing away, we will call it a loss in one way, but in reality it's not a loss. It is in fact a means of meeting Allah, a means of beholding Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the protection of life is given so much importance, but no one can even think about losing his iman. So now, why its protection will not be difficult? Moreover, the thief of the wealth and the riches of this world is a human, just like us. It's easier to save things from him, hide from him. It's not very difficult to catch him and sentence him. People also do so. Otherwise, police catches him. So protection against a thief is easier from the thief of worldly wealth. Whereas the thief of iman, shaitan, the accursed, is flowing in our veins with our blood. He is not visible either. He's also very cunning. He's extremely cunning. He's a grave liar and biggest of the deceivers. Why wouldn't it be difficult to save iman from him?